Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it
okay.
May the hell of him bless and keep you. Have mercy on us because we need it. Darkness is upon the face of the earth in the minds of people. And because I suffer from this Bible darkness about Jesus, the difference between historic record and the Bible, it's like night and day. The problem is when your mind is affected in a way that you don't know. So you believe, you are living off your belief in things. Now, you know, look, this is a touchy thing, you know, what I'm telling you about. Now, I know what it is for my mind to be veiled, cannot make certain kind of sense about certain kind of things. Now, I grew up and I am aware of my surrounding. I am aware of things. I can relate to the things around me on a very low frequency. And the forces that are affecting us, the church force, is a whole world of demons, what the church is. You cannot appreciate what I am saying because your mind is on a frequency where you are set on, according to the Bible, a natural frequency to believe all the crap in the Bible. And when I say crap in the Bible, oh my gosh, can't take that. You're not going to sit there and listen to this man talking these, you know, like blaspheming your God. Because you have been thinking and feeling in the affirmative that God is real and God is true and his son Jesus Christ. That's what I used to. I used to think and believe in. Now, what removed my perception away from the Bible is that if you are reading carefully, you know, any communication and follow it, if you're reading a contract between two people, or you make a contract between you and somebody, the value of a contract is bringing together two people to do an exchange for commodity. And you have these two parties that they're going to make a contract, you know, to do business and to, you know, progress what they, you know, what they're doing, their accumulation and their wealth, you know what I mean? The contract, the words in the contract. That's what you're concerned with. You know what I mean? You're concerned with that? And and that's what you focus on, the words in the contract. Now, in what way is the Bible like a contract? No dice. Nothing at all. Because the Bible is talking about Jesus and God, and the two of them together make heaven and earth. Well, if you are reading real good, and you know how to identify a fact by words, then by now you should know that what they wrote about God is a lie. And you cannot afford to say it is God's word. Because words, if you're using it properly, in the Bible, there is no such a God. So you may say, well, because that's all you think to be the truth, right? But the truth stinks. Because academically, what he's saying about God is not true. And you say, well, what do you mean? Look at the world. What? Who make the world? It's not what is in the Bible. And if you insist to say it is true, prove it. I will disprove it. I have been disproving it. No, Jesus is not in there. The prophecy is written in Isaiah 9 that prophecy has nothing as fulfillment in the New Testament. And that's what the New Testament is for. The New Testament is the whole, the entire context of the New Testament is to fulfill the prophecy. And what is the basis of the prophecy? Is that, I read it to you because a lot of people don't even know what they're talking about when they're talking about the prophecy to be fulfilled. Now, it's like a promise is made to you. And when their time, appointed time comes for things to materialize, when the time comes for you to achieve what was promised to you, it has to come. Right? It has to come forth because you're depending on it. You know what I mean? So when you see things writing in the Bible and stuff like that, if you want to know whether or not it is real, you will have to follow what it tells you. So Jesus is supposed to come. I'm not going to read what it says, the prophecy of, you know, about Jesus. And if the prophecy, if you can't find the prophecy fulfillment in the New Testament, what are you doing? I'm talking about you have faith and believe, not knowledge. No knowledge now is belief. Now, after you believe into the foolishness, they begin to tell you about knowledge afterward. Knowledge must come first. It means that you are saying you have knowledge in what you are dreaming about. If you're out there and, you know, you think that my argument is sound. My argument is sound. It's where you don't have word evidence for your thing. That's where you have a problem. Because believing and having faith in the thing where the Bible says is not going to get you anywhere because you don't have any knowledge of it, really. You know, see that? You don't have no knowledge of what you are believing in because believing is not a product of knowledge. You cannot close your eyes and go anywhere and know and you know, and be taken back somewhere and tell you to go back to the place where you came from. You know, and if you didn't know that place before, you're not going to know it by be there with your eyes closed. No, you would have to go there, open your eye, and you see the place and stuff. Then you can go back there. So this is what I'm trying to say. We're born and raised up in a world of problem. And if you're going to believe something as a God, but there is prehistory and stuff like that, have you read it? What do you know? All right, what about civilization? You don't know what civilization is. If you don't know what civilization is, and you don't know when civilization came to the earth, my friends, something is wrong with the setting of your mind. You are unnatural because you should know the civilized things. And no matter how you are in love with it, no, I mean, it's like, hey, if you're in love with a companion, but then you find out that the companion is not good for you, right? Not good. I mean, in very, very deep sense. You're going to stay there? Because you're getting a little sex? I mean, isn't your life much more than having sex? Sex is important. Absolutely. No man should be without his woman. And on the other side, the woman should not be without a man. So we are looking on this prophecy now because if what you are depending on is not there and you're believing it's there, well, you're going to find out it's not there when perhaps it's too late. All right, so I'm going to read you now prophecy of Isaiah. Listen, the prophecy of Isaiah is a serious, serious part of the Bible. And, you know, nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation when it at first, he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. All right. Now, I can see them talking about back in time, past, under the BC era. Some things were happening, seems to me, like natural forces. And we understand that to be an act of reality. Because we know in history, we are accustomed to this, that the gods, they can cause a lot of things to start acting up. Natural forces. The Elohim. Okay? Not no Bible God. Not no Bible God. All right. So it began to tell you some of that, and it keep on going on and talk about Naphtali and for and off. And afterward did more grievously afflict her. When it says her, doesn't really say who her is, right? Now, if you go at the top of this chapter, you see they have some little a heading or a head note kind of telling you what to expect into the chapter here. Of chapter 9. And it reads like, what joy shall be in the midst of affliction by the birth and kingdom of Christ. So listen to how in the Old Testament they are putting this head note in this chapter where the prophecy is going to make like a doctor's written prescription that you're going to take to the pharmacy, and they're going to give you exactly that prescription. You know, don't make no mistake with the prescription, or else bad things going to happen. So now on down to verses 6. All right. And as you can see, it is talking about turbulent times. Because people, you know, adversaries of civilization was doing evil things. And you could see that natural forces come up against them based on what the scripture is inting at. So it goes on to where it comes to say verse 5. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garment rolled in blood. But this shall be burning and fuel of fire. And it moves on now into the verse that is going to be the beginning of this prescription about what Christ, the Messiah, would do when he come to earth in Israel. For unto us a child is born, which means this child that is the Messiah that is going to come. All of these things that is being discussed above in this chapter, talking about the wickedness around and the kind of retribution that being sent down on them. So now, here is going to come a new era when the Messiah is going to come and bring not violence. Look and examine this prescription, because it talks about doom. Now, starting with chapter 6, it begins to bring hope. People going to have hope by this news, right? Of something going to happen down the road, up the road, where we are coming, you know, in time, in the future here. You're looking forward to something in the future. So if you don't pay attention and know exactly what these words are saying, it won't profit you anything. So you're going to look forward to the fulfillment in the New Testament, because this Old and New Testament are covenant, the decrees. So here we go with the two verses of prescription. The prescription is, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Listen, my friend. Listen. I cannot afford to read this in vain, you know. Okay? Because serious questions is posed to this prophet Isaiah prophecy about a change is going to come about in Israel. And let's say affect the world too, right? I think you can draw that into it, because everybody was going to be blessed by this Messiah. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. All right, I mean, you tell me now, what do you think this government would be? All right? Think about what this government will be. He's going to come to earth, because this was a miraculous act, whereas the gods is sending his son. So his son is a spirit character too. All right? So that God is going to send this, the embodiment of the Messiah, through another spirit. So this is multiple type of thing we have here now, right? So we are reading in the New Testament that unto us a child is born, right? However, this is where it began to be spoken in the Old Testament. And it says that his name shall be called Wonderful. The man who is coming to set up the government, his name shall be called Wonderful. Listen to it good. His name shall be called Wonderful. Personage, his character, what he's going to do will be wonderful. He's going to rule over a government, a physical government. On earth, not up in heaven. He doesn't say that. No, how do you know when you're wrong? Listening to this, you're going to expect to see the fulfillment in the New Testament, correct? All right. So let's go on now, what he will be, a counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, right? What kind of father he's going to be? He's going to be an everlasting Father and Prince of Peace. But he's the Son of God. Right? Any confusion here? Right? The Son is now becoming Father. There's no need for that. There's no need for the Son to become his Father. Because we know when a man have a son here on earth, you know, it is the blood and flesh of the Father you're looking at and looking at the Son. And cause for why legal procession, following behind, that Son is going to rule in place of the Father. So we're talking about now that what we are expecting, because he is coming according to the Old Testament. The fulfillment is going to be in the New Testament. So we have to look for the writing. But you must carry unto us a child is born, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase, you know, which mean the elevation, right? The increase of the increase of his government. Second time they're telling you about the government, you know. What government on earth do you're talking about? Because look, I've heard people talk about Jesus gone to heaven to come back and rule. No, go so. This don't say that. So when people are talking that, African people are talking this, what you think happened to them? Their brain is unnatural. Something happened. Because the first 100,000 years that the African hybrid people developed in South Africa, 100,000 years, everything was all right. Perfect as the gods created us to do labor. And, you know, it did work for them. They created us to do it, and they were successful in doing it. You see, we came and begin to work, and that's what they wanted. All right, so we are today. We must remember that we didn't create for no other reason. Today, everything is about sex, sex, sex. You see, and nobody remember the reason why we were created in the first place. But now we are talking about this prophecy, and Christian people don't want to pay no attention to it. They're not paying any attention to it. Because if they did pay attention to it, they would realize the whole bunch of what you're reading is nonsense. It never exists. Now, all your hope and trust is in it, though. How are you going to know it's not true? Like reading, like I am reading, and analyze it. Okay? And stop talking about your belief. Belief don't make you see anything. Belief put you in a position to inherit or to do, to get something going for you. Somebody's going to do something for you, and you look forward to it. That's what, you know, believing in things all about. But what I mean, if they don't give it to you, what you are expecting, you know, you probably like feel very, very sad and disappointed. All right? So let's finish what this Messiah will do. He says, upon the increase, he said, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David. David's throne is not in heaven. It's right here on earth, right? I mean, from the time that David ruled upon the throne, and the place is there, the temple is there, right? This is where the man is coming, and this is where he's going to rule, in that place. So whoever Israel as invaders, they will have to go. Because this one who is coming, not going to play, all right? That's what we are looking for, is the coming of this character in the New Testament. Because it cannot be in the Old Testament. The New Testament was for a time, and that give us the forecast of something good is going to happen when the time comes. So it goes on to say, upon David's throne, he's going to, you know, set up his kingdom to order it, which means he's going to put the kingship to benefit the people in place, to take care of them, you know, and teach people how to walk in the right way. That's what this king was going to do. So it goes on to say, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth and forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. My friends, where in the New Testament have we seen a government, the increase of the government? You know, I mean, say he's going to be all what the scripture says here. And as a child is born, he's born first in Mary, right? And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Right away, he's engaged to do duty. All right? And his name shall be called Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Above everything, this man is capable of bringing peace on the earth. Is that here yet? All right. Just think about what I'm saying. And you think God is a perfect God? Let's see, because all of this is supposed to come to pass, and we're supposed to see it in the right time. Where is that time? Does it ahead of us, or is it come and gone? And therefore, we should be looking at this fulfillment in the New Covenant Testament book of the increase of his government and peace. Do we have peace today? No. Did the time come and pass for this to happen? Of course it come, because that's why we have Christmas and Easter, okay, and Passover and all them kind of thing. So the time come and pass for these things that we are reading about peace and government. The time come where those are to be set up. But instead we see this set up and the Messiah come forth and perform it. What we see? We see criminals, sodomites, going through a process where they become human-like. You see what I mean? And the people who are real civilized humans lose their mind. Yeah. By back casting. Introgression. Miscegenation. That's what we find in the world. We don't see none of this happen, and they are telling us that Christ come and gone. So it means that a mind, a reprobate mind is set in. And just in case you don't really know right offhand at this time, what is a reprobate mind? And I'm going to try get it at Google here, because I think they will do a pretty good job at this, although they don't do it on everything. Probate. All right, let's see. An unprincipled person, often used humorously, or affectionately, he had to present himself as more of a lovable reprobate. Then a spirit of corruption. Oh, yeah, reprobate. More of a lovable reprobate than a spirit of corruption. So more of a lovable, you know, that's presenting. He had to present himself as more of a lovable reprobate than a spirit of corruption. So that's how the church, the role that the church is playing. Okay, a reprobate, because this prescription of Isaiah 9, 6, and 7 talks about Jesus all over the New Testament. But it does not represent an anthropology that is a parochial evidence. Okay? Because we are here, sorry, about Jesus, and it appears like, oh, it's real. But we don't have anything here except the Bible to talk about Jesus. What about We talk about 2,000 years like we talk about, you know, just 5 years or so. Because what is presented in the Bible is forceful, right? But it's a reprobate mind writing these things, Old Testament and New Testament. It's a reprobate. It's the reprobate of Europe, these white people writing this and lying, right? Because there is no peace in the world. No kingship established 2,000 years ago, where we're singing Christmas carols now, and we have a Easter where they say Jesus raised from the dead. These are fairy tales. Every ounce of it are fairy tales. So, look at the kind of things that should happen, right? The government should be set up, and peace among people would be there, right? And it would be upon the throne of David. We should be able to go there and see that throne of David. If they probably make up some place over there to represent the white people, then probably do that, because that's what they do to hang on to our places, and we don't have any place else to go, right? So we are suffering from that. So it goes on to say, after the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David to order it and to establish it in judgment and in justice. You see? And from henceforth, forevermore. He said, the Lord of hosts will perform this. So all these things are going to happen. We'll have a king to enforce laws and keep the world pleasant. That's not what we have here. All right. So peace and judgment and ruling upon the throne, established with judgment and with justice. Do we have a government of justice now? Is AD and Adamani? They use it to kill us, to kill the African people right now. That law is in effect, to kill you. and chase you out of where you live. That they've been doing since, you know, the 16th century, you know, that come and force us out of our place, kill us, you know, and confiscate your property, They have 1220 AD that does that. That is not out. They use that law to kill Saddam and to kill Gaddafi. You see what I mean? That's where we are. And we are here, talking about Jesus Christ. Where's the Jesus? No, that's just one place that you don't have anything to hang your hat on as a Christian. You know, and broadly, you can read world history and deduce that, no, Jesus did not exist. So now, you're going to go to, like, St. Matthew and see some more things, whereas, you know, not now go on along the line of your Christian belief, all right? There's nothing about Christianity that is true. And then now you're going to think, say, oh my God, you know, what is he talking about? But his words I'm using to prove this. And these white people have made up a lot of different alternative ways to think. But, hey, we have history, and history is superior to the Bible, although you might not think so, because these white people tell you something different, like, oh, you know, Jesus is going to come and take you to heaven. You see what I mean? And nothing in our history that tell us that. We know of a few people from earth was taken up to heaven. You see? And that is reality. That is in our prehistory. Right? So now we want to look at the scripture closely to see whether or not we find Jesus to be alive and doing things, and we identify it with good sense. Now, which part of your good sense you use to now confidently see evidence to say, yes, Jesus was here. Now, this book all over it, you have red writing in the New Testament and saying it is Jesus' word. But this does not prove that any Jesus was on earth at all. Right? Now, they make up this Jesus story of an Hebrew African man. No European. Okay? And another thing to be considered are not valid. But they base it on our history. You see? So a lot of things are going on wrong with this Jesus thing. All right. St. Matthew 28 tells you very clearly. St. Matthew 10:38, right? Yes, that's what I meant to say. Yeah. 36, it started. No, it started at 34. Verse 10:34. Well, let's go a little above and read get acquainted with what follows. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And not one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father in heaven. But the very hair of your head are all numbered. Fear you not, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever therefore shall confess me, which means Jesus. Does that tell you that any Jesus is behind what is being written here? This is the intangible representation of Jesus. Does this what I read here is evidence? No, it's not. People writing it and people putting red writing and say this is Jesus' word, right? So you say whosoever. So you assume now that this is Jesus, right? And Jesus is telling you that. But whosoever. No, but the very hair of your head are all numbered. For he said, fear you not, therefore you are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father, which is in heaven. Is there, do we have anything to back this up? No, we don't have anything to prove from what we're reading about Jesus coming anywhere. Right? You know, you're going to read something about Gabriel come down and speak to Mary and impregnate her by talking to her. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I deny, also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. Now, you're getting threat. Technically, you're getting threat from Jesus. You see, because you find other places where St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish. It doesn't work like that, though, because another scripture is going to tell you that you cannot come to God unless you cannot come to Christ unless the Father draw you, right? You think then when the Bible is telling you that, you know, you are to come to Christ. You can't just go to Christ because scripture is telling you that unless God is drawing you to Christ, you can't come. So you think about these kind of stuff that we are reading in the Bible and don't really understand what he's saying, but we believe it. You see what I mean? It's time to know that you don't believe anything at all. No matter how somebody is saying it's the word of God and all that kind of thing. I mean, in a church, you have men that just get up and tell women in the church that them want to, like, you know, be intimate with. They come and tell them that the Holy Spirit tell them, you must marry me. Them kind of thing they keep up in the church. Talk about the Holy Ghost, what the Holy Ghost do. And not go like that. Some demons out there that are writing these people because they are not in line with even the scripture at all. So it goes on to say, all these bizarre things that they are writing in red and say it's Jesus writing and it's homosexual writing it. He said, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. Now, isn't it peace on earth that Isaiah prophecy was talking about? He's coming to send peace on earth and rule as a king? Yes. How they are writing about Jesus in this context now. That Jesus is saying that, look, I didn't come here as for peace on earth. That's contrary to what the prophecy says. I came, listen what Jesus out of his mouth in the red writing said. Jesus said, I came not to send peace. He repeats, but a sword. No, my friend, in no context at all, this is acceptable. If you believe in this as a Christian, this is something that says, once you accept these things as the word of Christ and that Christ was really here to save you from sin, that your brain is gone. But you would have to be reading words and take words for what it says. Otherwise, you're just walking over it and you go to church and you go worship Jesus and you worship Easter and everything. And Michael, what you call it, Santa Claus. So it goes on to say, but a sword he's going to bring instead of peace. I mean, where in any other way do you think then that peace can come outside of Jesus bringing peace? You don't have any hope of any other peace? No. So him a tell you, don't think, he say, you know, if you think it, don't cherish it in your mind that him coming here for peace, you know, to make peace among people reign. That's not Jesus' purpose. They're talking the truth here, but they're deceiving you and put it in a way for you to believe it, you know. Like Jesus is nice and God is nice and stuff like that. No, but a homosexual will write it and they know when I'm telling you, don't think that I'm going to come to send peace, but a sword. They know that's what they're about. The white people, them. Now them make up the war and they are the first to drop boom on the African people. Yeah, almost like the Chinese they kill. Chinese are African ethnic and atomic people. You see, these folks are not real humans. In the history account and even in the dictionary account, if you look what primate is, then you will know that white people come from primate. And if you don't know that, take up the World History textbook, first chapter, you will see they are hominid. They're a whole bunch of different pronouns that they have from the different line of species that they come from, right? So it goes on to say a whole heap more, a whole bunch of, a whole lot of you know, uncivilized things. He go on to say, for I am come to set a man at variance against his father. Imagine, why would he do that? He's to teach how to have peace among ourselves, right? He ain't doing that. He tell you what he come to do. That even if you and I want to get along, Jesus is going to make you and I don't get along, man. Because we are going to believe all kind of thing about Jesus that is different from the other. Is the Bible is a... The Bible represents the Tower of Babel. If you can't see that, try and pay attention to it. What happened is that these days, people don't want to pay attention to the fact that will lead them to the truth because they think what they are believing is the right way to think. But that's not true. Until you read the right sources, our source, that tells us who we are. And if you can't do that, you will never be a civilized person. And you will always think that you're sober and everything like that. You go to school, you learn, you get, you know, good marks and things like that. And you come out and you can work and get your job and things like that. But you do that and you go to church and take up the Bible and reading all them foolishness there, it don't make no sense. You just read it and read it for, you know, ritual sake. It's a ritualistic. But I am telling you that the Bible is represent the Tower of Babel. Because since they come out and say Christianity is a legal religion, it's the Tower of Babel broke out. And they are talking serpent. The white people are talking serpent. So when it's writing all these things about Jesus, they want you to accept Jesus, even though the fulfillment of what he used to be, even Jesus himself had denied that he does not exist. Jesus does not exist. Because you can't have a Jesus who is going to, like, go against the prophecy that what he's supposed to do. So what happened to Isaiah's prophecy? That he's supposed to be a man of peace. But he said, no, I'm going to set you against a brother and the father against the son. And the daughter against her mother and daughter-in-law against, you know, the rest of the family too, right? That's what it says. So it goes on to tell you more sickening things from the same chapter, Matthew, in the Gospel of Matthew. And you go to Matthew 2, And you will have a problem with Matthew 2 also, because with this, the highlight of that chapter is wise men follow a star. And it turns out to be, if you read it and read it the way you're supposed to read words, you will find out that at least four items in that chapter that prove that it was not true that any wise men follow a star with frankincense and myrrh and stop at Herod's house to get direction. They didn't need nobody to give them direction. So there they tangled themselves up writing this story. And when you come and read it, you find out that it has no truth in it. Because they are writing a story to say, well, okay, Jesus is going to come and die for our sin. But the prophecy never prophesied that. And they are the one who is writing the prophecy. So these people, they are sodomites. They are people who are, they don't have the same brain like civilized people. They do not. And I'm telling you the truth. You see, you don't have anybody come and show already written account of who the human is. Them twist it up around and say, I hear man. Which heap you see here, real man. You don't see no real heap, a real man. No. Because the nature of creating creatures in the time that we are reading about civilized human beings. Prior to that, there were no civilized human beings. Who were around? Primates. Not human. They come and begin to talk, call it, you know, I mean, hate man and all that kind of thing. There was never any hate man. You see? Because the only true man is anatomic human who is made up with a brain and the rest of his body a certain way. They were apes. They didn't have those type of anthropology form. White people don't have that. And the reason, I'm talking about in their original form, because they've been around 3.5 million years. When I'm telling you, civilized authority now. And you go to our history, where we have history long before they came on the scene and things happen. And now we now know how white people come to talk. We know that. I am talking about this all the time. If you're out there and you don't understand, you know, what the change is, how these white people come about, you don't know. You need to start paying attention to your history and stop reading the Bible. Stop reading the Bible. Because, you know, good things in the Bible, but it's not what you need to read. You know, I mean, in the Bible. That is not something to be in the Bible, but it's in the Bible there for a reason. Because these people don't care whether or not what them say stand up to what them say. No, they are depending on us. 100,000 years ago, what they do to us, that spread their virus inside of us and began to erode our brain function. That's what's wrong with us today. Why you talk and they read the Bible and things like that and Jesus Christ died on the cross. How could you say these people that come to invade us, imperial colonialism, imperial colonialism, right? And they come from where at that time, you know, the, like the 16th century or something like that. Where do they come from? I'm talking about they have rule, democratic, and I have them democracy government. What they have done is totally destroy what the Elohim God said here, and they put some of the things in the Bible and some things they don't put in there because they make up a Bible to trap us, and they started out killing us with the law where them said they make, 1220 AD. When I tell you these white people got to get out of here, they are here like they own here where we are, everywhere we are. Like, you know what I mean? But what I'm telling you, they are homosexual. They don't make up like us. They don't have our pineal glands, you know? No. So when you see they going after the body for sex, you must understand that, look, they are mentally impaired. That's the way we know them come. But, you know, when they were 3.5 million years developing in Africa, they did not show anything to be violent or not like that. Well, there was nobody else for them to act out violent too, because guess what? Well, in Africa is a big place, right? Very big place. The Elohim came to Earth on the first day. They touched down at the Persian Gulf. This is real history now. This is not fairy tale like in the Bible you read about God and Jesus and Satan and stuff like that, and you don't have any proof of none of that. I'm talking about real history that when you read it, it identifies with the geography of the world, the earth, okay? That you can see it's true and where they come from and how, you know, like the asteroid belt with the hammered bracelet, where a lot of debris, and you see a lot of different debris flying in the sky and stuff like that. You see, it is because of an accident between that planet, between Jupiter and Mars, where Earth was a part of that planet, and water fall back as it was broken, water fall back on the Earth and fill the world of water. Okay? So when these white people are writing the Bible, they don't want to tell you that out for you to understand and make connection between the asteroid belt, the hammered bracelet. It looks like a hammered bracelet. If you Google the asteroid belt, if you Google it, you will see the asteroid belt out there, around, perfectly round. I mean, thing that looked like a bracelet, and it is the debris from that make that out there that we can see. So what I'm trying to say to you now is that in Matthew here, what they are writing in it, and say Jesus is saying this. No, Jesus is saying anything. No, Jesus is saying anything. One more scripture I'm going to... Oh, I have a lot of time, man. I'm here on time today, and that's nice. Listen. St. John 6:15, okay? Read a little portion of this to you, because I'm telling you, this is a serious time. And some people are yearning to know the truth. They're yearning to hear somebody who can say something that point them in the right direction. And definitely, I have found the right direction and begin to learn on my own, reading. As long as you can read, you understand, you know how to handle words. Okay? You have education, you can read, you have the asset. The thing is, when you believe what the Bible says, you can't see the truth in what you're reading in the Bible, because those words are sacred, and all those foolishness that you believe is stuck inside of you, and those words not removing any impurities from your mind. What I call the word of God and the inspired word of God. Because guess what? You will follow a corporation, you know, their book on how, you know, what they expect of you. You will understand that and comply. But not the Bible, you know, because when Jesus say he come not, when the prophet say he come too, and who overrule? The prophet, because you believe that God told the prophet to say it. and said the zeal of God will perform this fulfillment. And in that, in the New Testament at all. You know, all kind of, you know, cockroach walking all over the New Testament. And you don't have one place in there where Jesus is affirmed to exist. All right? And oh, I know it. You have to be responsible with word that you're using and know what words are saying. Listen to this. I got to get a context of what I'm saying to you. Now, I have a little bit of red writing mixed up into this. So it tells you about, this is in St. John 6, right? I want to get down to the 15 verse, okay? So I'm giving you a little heading, context, a preface into exactly what happened, why I take you to the scripture. I don't come here for joke, right? Because something in the Bible where you can read to find out that, you know what? This bogus book. The Bible is bogus, not every place, but from Genesis coming along. The four gospel, you can write that off. Because nothing in the four gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, to help anybody about spirituality. Nothing at all. And the other epistles in the New Testament is nonsense. All of them. And if you're reading them, you will find out that they are empty. They don't bring anything that connect to any virtue at all in the universe. Right? And if you read Proverbs 8, all of that chapter, you will see where, you know, it should tell you and explain, oh, God was alone. And he begot a son, which is Jesus, that in the New Testament. And how they, you know, pre-plan how they're going to make the heaven and the earth, right? They're perfect, right? Yeah. And this is the way things work out. When you're reading the Testament, you'll find out they're pushing the influence of the name Jesus. They're pushing it. They want, you know, if you hear it often enough, if you don't have no knowledge otherwise, you're going to die. You're going to start believing in it. You're not supposed to believe something that you're not shown identity. You know, you need identity. So you start believing in the church and they tell you a story about how the world began and nothing no goes so. Because these are white people, they were not human beings, and oh, they come to talk now and stuff like that. Oh, they have our blood. It is our blood that they have while they're talking. And look like human beings, and they kill us off. Kill off the Neanderthals. You don't know nothing about that. When I tell you, we have laws right now available, even on Google you can find that, the laws that we African are the first civilized people. And there is the name for us, ethnic people, hybrid ethnic people, the Chinese, the Indians, the Arabs, and so forth and so on, Hispanics, you know. And the Indian tribes, okay? So it is what happened 100,000 years ago between our people and these hominid apes, right? That intermingle with them, you know. So it's easy for people to get carried away with sex. So whatever happened back there, something happened. That today, there's, you know, I mean, it doesn't seem like there is any African people who don't have these ape blood, right? Do some little research on your own and see what you find. But I'm telling you, it's for sure, it's there that they give us their blood. And it turn off turn us idiot over the past 100 years. We can't do nothing. We don't have no government and we turn fool. And that's what is happening. So when they don't have any laws, they make up laws because they say we turn fool. We don't know the use of our own law. You know, see what I mean? Kingship government. That's what it is. So right now, if you decide to take a good study of our laws and of kings and so forth, Sumerian, right, who first published, you know, our level of view of civilization as human being, but the gods were in Africa hundreds of thousands of years before as civilized scientists and doing all kind of things over there and communicating with their own back in Nibiru. So we don't know, so therefore we are here talking about God, 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 but we don't know what we're talking about. So I tell you that the Bible is the Genesis that they write, these white people write, that we believe, both Genesis that giving us genealogy of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. You don't want them thinking they're from the Bible. You don't want it from the Bible, the Christian Bible, because Christianity don't start anywhere that is civilized. It don't come from civilized origin. Nothing in the Bible. They're under AD, under Domini. That is quack, 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 foolishness. Now, you only want a chance to face off with anybody who will talk about Jesus Christ. Because they will drown in the effort of trying to, you know, I mean, exalt Jesus. There's no part of Jesus that you can find in the Bible at all, at all, at all, at all. All right? And everything I'm telling you may sound ridiculous to you, but hey, I hope you hear something that strike a note that lets you know that you need to get out of the misnomer Bible. Yeah? Because I tell you, it only represent confusion. This is what the white people use to preach gospel to us and make us believe that. But them have law still to force us to accept it. If you don't know, I'm telling you. All right? So we into more bondage than we think. And it is the more lethal part of the bondage, more than the slavery, the raw, physical slavery. They have worse things. You know, see the COVID that passed through, how much people killed? And the turnover of the government to, like, say, to do something about it and stuff, and they come with these vaccine and stuff. We are not supposed to have these white people doing this. They're not supposed to be here doing these things. So if you don't know, they need to be kicked out. I'm telling you, you need to get out of the church. African people must get out of the Christian church. If you don't get out, you know, a evil tide is going to sweep you away, you don't know. That's a fact. Because why aren't we under our own government? Why? All right. So now I'm going to tell you about this Jesus. They are telling us, Jesus, come and be a king. Where? When? When? And did you know that the Bible tells you that Jesus did not want to be a king? How could Jesus, who was predestined by God to come and give deliverance to his people of King David lineage, right? And up to now, not written in the New Testament to prove what the prophecy said to be true. And they're going to write in the New Testament Jesus' own word to say, me no come to do that. Jesus himself in the Bible. I'm going to read it to you, right? Listen to this. Let me start from the sixth. All right. Well, let me go up a little here. That's half time. After these things, whatever they said Jesus did. He said in the previous chapter, 5, 5:43. Go up to 42. I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. Jesus has said that. I read writing this. I am come in my Father's name. All of these things are lies. No, Jesus not come. But they get us to believe that Jesus come. And you receive me not. You see? Who is talking here? White people writing and calling themselves Jesus. They think that, you know, their God is the God who begot Jesus. There's no begotten that take place. None whatsoever. So now he's telling now, because this is how they're writing this, to catch us, to bait us, that make us think that Adam and Eve did sin and stuff like that. You read that story, there's no Adam and Eve that sin nothing. First of all, if they did sin though, well, I mean, why did God and Jesus make them to sin? They did. God and Jesus, according to the Bible, they take account for everything that is created on the earth. So if you're reading good and know what you are doing with your mind when you read, when you believe these things that are insulting you, insulting your intelligence, and you believe in it, and they tell you, First Corinthians 2, 13 and 14, say your mind must be unnatural for you to understand these slimy, nasty, uncivilized stuff that they're telling about Jesus. But they must force it upon you. And remember, I say, they have 1220 AD legislation passed, you know, to kill us, kick you out of where you live, and take, you know, confiscate your property. You see what I mean? These white people have it. Them think that, look, they hone everywhere we are. And if you don't have enough sense, no, say it's not true. You go along, you sail in their boat. You see? Because all we, and you think it's difficult for you to, like, get out from under them. You're not, it's not difficult. You just need to know what to do. And I'm telling you, start read your history. Start use words properly. Because when you go into the Bible, you're not supposed to be believing something and sliding over things where you should know what it means to you when you accept it as true. Now, under the belief that you have, it blind your eye to the truth, and you think it is true. Now, nobody can convince you when you're that blind and, you know, you're biased against anything else, because they might tell you that, you know, people are go teach false doctrine. Well, I tell you from. False doctrine is being preached to us, and we use it as the truth and defend the lie that we believe as truth against others who talk in the truth. They talk in the truth, and we will not accept it because we think we are superior to what they talk about. So it's bad when your brain is affected like that. And you're thinking you can't get yourself out of it easily. You know, it will have to come to you. Either you're reading and find out, or somebody is going to tell you, and it resonates with you. Read properly. Don't follow nobody. Follow the words if you are digesting well. And, you know, you can follow the word. Don't follow nobody. Use your judgment on the word, because you can read. That's why you learn to read, to use words properly, man. Okay? Church thing that we are going, that's not a place for African people, because we have a pineal eye, okay, that is our brain computer that, you know, develop your body and until you're dead. You see? That is serving you as a sense of reason and everything like that. These white people and the process they go to, they're no more looking like primates because of what they do with our Neanderthals. You know, some 18,000 years, they having children with our species. So by now, you know, there's hardly any any place in Africa or in the Western world where we don't have these people blood, because people have sex. Everybody wants sex with the other person and stuff like that. So that blood, the monkey blood, R-H-E-S-U-S, rhesus blood, is the blood that they put into us that kill us. You see, why we are under them now, everywhere we are, they come because they know that we are idiots now because our brain is gone. And even though you get education and stuff like that, but they take management of things away from us. I'm telling you right now is that, you know, since we are the heirs of the Elohim gods, we are not under these white fucking asshole people. We are not. You see what I mean? We are not under them. They don't have no government. They're shamming. This Cleave bubble system they have. We must now stop going to their church because their church is a demonic place. And whatever they're teaching you is not genuine. No, Jesus never exists. I mean, save no sin. No, Adam and Eve, first of all, was not in a garden like where they're talking about. It is actual garden they are talking about and writing in the Bible like it's some spirit God that do something in some garden that they can't even tell you where it's at. I mean, I know people out there got to be understanding what I'm saying. I mean, at the level that I am able to, like, tell you this, I don't think I thought that. I don't think I thought that senseless. You know, I think I hold context well. You know, if you can find fault. But the point is, I'm dealing with a tangible subject matter that right here I'm reading to you and I'm bringing it home, where it says, Jesus said, I am come in my Father's name and you receive me not. If another shall come in his name, in his own name, him you will receive. You see, they're curving us around with what they're writing inside here to be convincing. How can you believe which receive honor one of another? You see? So you listening to each other talking, but you're not listening to the word of Jesus in the Bible at that time, right? And seek not the honor that cometh from God only. You see? So when you believe in the man of thieves, him God, where them have, in the Bible about Abraham and all that, your brain is gone. Your brain is deteriorating, and you cannot be administrative. You see? Because they separate you from it. I mean, psychologically. Anthropologically, they get into our brain with the false teachings, okay? Like the T.D. Jakes and right? So this is what is happening. Do not think that I will accuse you. Imagine this condescending nonsense, rubbish, to the Father. A homosexual, right? Okay? There is one that causeth you, even Moses. Oh, accuse. There is one that accuses you, even Moses. So Moses, you know, when they tell you about Moses and you feel like you're connected to Moses, and he's they're talking to us now about Jesus, and them are the false Christ, and they're talking in the gospel like, oh, they are the real thing because of Eve that sin, and none of those things are true, man. None of those things are true, bro. Brethren. None of those things are true. And they make this point and try to lock you up in there. And you believe it because it gets too complex for you to, think it out. I mean, that's the way I was until, you know, the good Lord opened my eyes. So them I tell you now to bias you against Moses. Moses is an African. Moses is not European. And them I stick Moses in there for to lose faith in your own, in whom you trust. You see what I mean? These people are taken into us by Africa. Africa is what caused the white people them to enslave us and do everything with us. And the Africa sold us to them. Why? Because it's a business. They use us as a business. Okay? And it's the business of slavery is all between these white people and African government. You know what I mean? So that they can now use Colin Powell with George Bush to kill Saddam. And Hillary and Obama kill Gaddafi, right, in Libya. So we don't know what's going on, and believing all of these whole bunch of foolishness. All right, so it goes on, and Jesus, they're writing, you know, with the Jesus now touting, for had you believed Moses, you would have believed. You would have believed Moses. You would have believed me. Why? Why, if you believe Moses, you must believe him? Because they have a bogus Moses that they're writing about. They're not writing about a real Moses. You know, if we had history of Moses doing the thing that they're writing about Moses, why we don't write about Moses? Them fools that is our own people write about Moses. That's not true. You see? And they construct this because, hey, they can write, man. Oh, come on. You know, but the thing is, they're not coherent to hold their facts together, you know, and they tumble all over themselves. So, for, if you hadn't believed Moses, you'd also, you see what? Had you believed Moses, you would have believed me. You know, these ranking foolish people, you know, go back where they come from under evolution, okay? For he wrote of me. These homosexuals are daring. They are so daring, but they forget that, you know, the Jesus and God that they met, we cannot find no place in the Bible that represent their existence. You see what I mean? You go into Proverbs and you will see nothing like that exists, man. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? All right. So watch this now. If you don't know that a homosexual attack here, so you're dead, a bird. All right. Come into the chapter now, whereas the prophecy is to fulfill, and I'm going to show you that in this Bible here, there is no fulfillment of Christ, and why? And why there is no fulfillment in the New Testament, but foolishness. Just like how I told you, the Tower of Babel, where them talk about. No gossip. It's our history they use and twist it all over the place, right? And not writing about our history at all. And you think this is history? No, this is homosexual. I mean, lusting after the body all the time. These men are running after each man's body and their penis to suck it. Listen, they got to go. Our law demand that they leave because they didn't come here even in good faith at all. They come here and talk about they're looking for wealth from us. That's what they come here for. But to turn off into something else, that these faggots transform themselves in an angel of light. I guess somewhere it is said. And them are the angel of light, you know, see. They transform from ape, the flat-faced man of Kenya. They transform into it by interbreeding with our people back there in the bushes. That's how they come to be talking, man. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You hear what I'm telling you? That's what is going on. Now, why you think I am here to tell you this? I'm here to tell you this because my eye is open and I can't hide the truth, and it's time for them to go. White people must go, or else a consumption is out against them. If you don't come out from the church, you will be part of sucking in the consumption. I'm telling you, African ethnic people, beware. Okay? The church is not your place. Stop going to church. Period. Anywhere over the world, church is not for us, man. Get to know what you are to do in a polytheistic context. Our religion is not church. Okay? And when did they come with church? Is when they talk about it's Christ's time. BC. You know, where all of our intelligence is coming from. They come and come make AD and a Domini and make a moon calendar. What is that? Boo, boo, boo. I mean, that is coming from the zoo, zoo, zoo. You see, these people are not real human, and I have the proof here. In the world, it's a textbook. They are not humans. They, since they come on talking over the past 100,000 years, they get to write all kind of foolishness and convince us that, no, we don't know because we turn fool. Well, I am not as fool as when, you know, I was growing up and become an adult. No, it's a different story. I'm telling you what I'm saying is true. I mean, you ought to pay attention to the words that I'm using. That search, believe. Believe is not knowledge. It's a different thing. The church teach us to believe first before anything of knowledge is discussed in the Bible. They can't, you know, they brainwash us with believing. Like everything happened because you believe. Only believe. Only believe, and everything is possible after you believe. Not after you have knowledge. Serious thing. Why we are in trouble? If you want to be under white people, them are faggots. Every single one of them. A faggot. And if you're afraid to call them faggot, it means that you're blind. Because civilization don't stand for none of that. And of that, them half are for you. Fuck your body. Okay? Anytime they hear me say that, they know that they are dead. Their chances is no more. Zero. Zilch. They don't have no more opportunity to go around and tell us baloney. Because I am seeing exactly the road that they walk to get where we are today. And all it takes is me. If nobody else see, I am sent to open their eyes. Their eye must be opened by the truth. Those who are still with some little substance in them to understand it. Otherwise, go perish. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of the Tiberians. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. Listen to what they said Jesus did now, and Jesus is supposed to fulfill the prophecies. I'm getting there. A great multitude followed him because they saw the miracles. So Jesus was on earth and working miracles, and I'm telling you, nothing in here certified that Jesus was an actual anthropology on planet Earth. Nothing here that said that. So they're writing story about Jesus, and if you don't know, you're not careful, you will begin to like think like, oh, you know, Jesus was here. You assume Jesus was here, and all these things are relevant with Jesus, so you can depend on them. And that's not true. You must first don't believe, but get knowledge that Jesus was here. And you don't read anywhere in this Bible where Jesus was here. It goes on. And Jesus went up into a mountain and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews. Jews at the time, back then, 2,000 years ago, were us, the African hybrid people. You know that? Yes, that's right. But today, they become Jews. White people become Jews. They call themselves Jews all over the place, Jews. But that began from, prominently, like in the 15 AD, in the 15th century, that, they begin to take over. But they started from AD 70 when they totally destroy, Palestine. Remember the war? 64 to 70 AD, right? They started the war and won the war and obliterate our people, okay? In Palestine, that they call Israel, in 1948. You think about, what we are calling Jesus, and Jesus died on the cross for us and all this kind of stuff. What happened to the guy who they put on, the real guy that put on the cross? His name is Yeshua, not Jesus. You see, and today they don't put Yeshua's name in the data to reflect ancestry from the past. No, you can only find Jesus that these homosexuals put. That, yeah, you can find Jesus anytime you Google it. And everything about Christianity, yeah, you can find it. But that guy, I used to see his name in the column, in the column that talk about, give you a look like history about, the word Jesus stands for something, right? And wherever if in the Bible with concordance and, and as a space there where they write certain, make certain notes, you will find, if you Google Jesus, you're not going to find Yeshua, except in a little fine print somewhere. They don't want you to know his name. It's no longer applicable to Jesus. And that's where the story is coming from, is an African man back 2,000 years ago. So just as though they call us Jews 2,000 years ago, and today we are no longer Jews. We are not respected. That even in America, you have to get citizenship from these sodomite white people now. We're not supposed to. We're not supposed to. We are not citizens of faggots and hominids. We not. AD and Adamani is not law, not for us. They're under our jurisdiction. We are not under theirs. So we are not supposed to be doing nothing along the line that we are doing. But we won't unless our eye open and we are empowered, to walk in the light. We are in the darkness. That's why they kill us, and do whatever they want to do. You see what I mean? Because we are oblivious to what has happened. So now I'm going to show you, read on now to where it says Jesus did something. Now you read where Jesus went out with his disciple in the morning and go there. And when Jesus then lift up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? When I was young and read all of this, it was real to me, man. Yeah, it was real to me back then. But that big ocean of lies that they are carrying with all of these stories, I couldn't see that. All right, so that these may eat. And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. See, them assured that, Jesus, a working thing. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take and heat and and take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here. A lad is a lad, I'm telling you, which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. Homosexual talking. But what are they among so many? They can write and they can make story. And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now, there was much grass in the place. The men sat down in number about 5,000. You hear that? A big crowd, you know. A lie. And Jesus took the loaves and, no, Jesus never present. You know, so these people have us imagining that Jesus is really there. And because we believe it now, it's like real. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he contributed disciples. He distributed to the disciples. And the disciples to them that were sat down. And likewise, of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Conservative. Therefore, they gather themselves together. Gather themselves together and fill 12 baskets. It's unreal, right? It's not real. With the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracles that they been, no, that they had seen, then when those men, when they had seen the miracles that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth. They mean the lie, you know. But they must tell you, this is of a truth. Is it talking serpent or deceive you, you know? That prophet that should come into the world. Right. Now consider that they are writing this about Jesus. And they are saying a prophet should come into the world. Remember, I'm telling you about Isaiah 9. And right in this chapter, they are alluding to what Isaiah said. He would come and be a king. All right? Now, look at how close they come to reminding us that Jesus is prophesied to come and be a king. And look what they're going to write after this. This is of a truth, that prophet. So that means this is the Messiah that should come and do what the prophet says unto us. A child is born, a son is given, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and the increase of his government shall be upon his shoulder. Right? A prince of peace and all that. So watch this now. When Jesus, therefore, perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king. Look at this. Imagine that. They're going to come and make him a king. Check this out. Didn't the prophet say he's going to come and a king, right? Yes. Yes. And these batty fucking white people, them primates, they're not humans. They only look like us. They're not. You know, and I have all the record to prove they're not. I'm not kidding. I ain't kidding. White people are not humans, right? And if they are, come prove it. They're not. All of what you see them controlling, them and Africa, I do it, and nobody can come and mess with them because Africa give them the power and Africa not using it. So no, there's nobody else to come and rule power. So the only thing we can do is exercise the power ourselves. You get the gist? If you understand what I'm saying, you get the gist. It is for us to exercise the power ourselves, and you don't have to go to a king right now because you have the blood inside of you, the power to execute the power and the law that govern us, that they give to us to control us. So all we need to do is just realize and get into our right mind and get away from that church stuff that they have and all the other foolishness about voting for them and all that in a power. We need to get out of those kind of stuff because we're not supposed to depend on them for food. We are on our land where them come and begin to kill us off in the millions and all that kind of stuff. And now they own it. Now they own it. The moment we find out and able to tell them to get out, that's what they will have to do. But if you keep on going to their church and vote for them and think they need to feed you, yeah, they're going to keep feeding you. But I tell you what, when you keep on being ruled by them, when you have the provision here to protect yourself and you won't use it, you will be destroyed, of course. All right, let me go on and complete this and show you exactly what happened here in the 15th verse. It says, then those men, when they had seen the miracles that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth the prophet that should come into the world. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. Why did he do that? He went to hide because he realized the people them come and take him by force and make him a king, and him didn't want them to find him. So he go up into a hill of bush and hide himself. So what he's going to do after this now? He need to go and be a king and start ruling the people upon the throne of David. Him not doing that. So see, we go up into the bush and see, did he change his mind? Did he? And when even was now come, his disciples went down into the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea towards Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea rose, and the sea arose by reason of a great wind and blew By reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he saith to them, "It is I, be not afraid." All right, my friends, you can go on and read that. You can go on and read that. And there was another Genesis 6. I want to draw to your attention. These scriptures I'm reading are hoaxes. They don't mean anything that is really beneficial to people. All right. Now, I have a Bible here that I've been reading for a long time, and I'm telling you something, man. The amount of notation I'm making here. That's right. I'm going to tell you now. What this is, this is, this is Deuteronomy. I want Genesis. I'm looking for verse when I don't reach the book. All right. It is 6. Genesis 6. And I'm going to show you something here. If you never notice it, I'm going to make the connection for you to see that this Bible is homosexual. These portion that I'm reading here is not contributing to reality at all, right? And we are affected by these things, and we need to get free from them. I'll show you that it's the flood here that is going to come, right? Where God said, he regretted that he made man. He regret that he made man. Okay. And let's see, where they said. I'm still in, all right, I'm coming to this one, you know, 6. Okay, good. This is what I want. If you thought, when you read in the Bible where it says, God is perfect, all-knowing, he's omnipotent, you know, he is, you know, he's everything, that is good. What's up? They closed me down. They closed me down. What are you talking about here? Number to start your show required to the host number. But already logged in, right? Ready logged in. I already logged in. You know what I mean? You know, I am here. And let me see. Okay. Because they send down this thing to me, I tell me about, I mean, to log in and all this kind of nonsense. I've never seen these things, I mean, flat down. It's a mishap or something like that with the computer. So if you always remember that God is perfect, God will go and search for one sheep that is lost and bring it back, right? So you'd expect when Adam and Eve sinned, he would try to bring them back into the fold. He didn't do that. He cursed them. So how can the Bible write How can the Bible write that God is perfect in all things? And made these two people that would sin, you know, right on arrival. There was nobody else around to tempt them or not like that. So they bring up, invent a talking serpent. Nothing don't go like what happened in our history. Don't go like that. It does not. But how old is this Bible? You know, they used to deceive the African people. How old? About 1700 years. Or 18. About 17. Right? In Iznik, Turkey. You see what I mean? There is nothing in this Bible for African people to be believing. Don't believe nothing. Don't believe anything. Believe anything. Seek knowledge first in all things, please. Because in your life, that's what you do, is seek knowledge. Not you think that God is special, that you should believe in him. You should have much more first knowledge of God. That should be the first thing confirmed by knowledge. The God, the true God. That should be knowledge first. You shouldn't be guessing and having faith to make it happen. No, because you have God's blood. If you have God's blood, you're not be praying and fasting and carrying on with all kind of thing like church will tell you to do. Because you have everything inside of you to live a good life. You're not worth anything but to live a good life. Okay? So I'm telling you, how are you going to get God all-knowing? All over your Bible. God is perfect and all-knowing. Before and he predestined everything. Now here, listen, if this is not contradiction and reason for you to like get away from the church, period. Every one of them. Because none of the branches, they're all the same, although they tell you something different, but they come from the same origin. The same white people make them up. Okay? And that's vast power. Once we believe into AD and Adamani, we are dead. They kill us. How much of us they kill? I mean, I have this thing and I'm telling you how much of us they kill, man, over the past, you know, coming on over the first 2,000 years that they have AD and Adamani going. They rule sky and land and everything. But what I'm trying to tell you, when I start to read and find out all of these contradictions in the Bible, that let me know that, oh my God, I have been coming along in my life, you know, until I was like 27 years of age, I left Jamaica. And I know all my mind was barren and unfruitful. I'm thinking, I'm thinking, but nothing cannot come into my mind to make me feel like I am someone, you know, and there is something different than what I am accustomed to, I mean, going to church. So now this is a clue for you to take to heart that what you're doing in Christianity and believing, you're destroying your inner core. You see what I mean? Go get knowledge now with your history and get it from the Bible contradiction of itself. You see what I mean? And you won't know it unless you know words and understand a scheme. Because the Bible is a scheme. You know, see? So, if word study will make everything come to you. A word study and follow where you read, man. That will change your guessing and ambiguous thinking. All right. Listen now, God. Right? God is all powerful and God love you and everything like that. See if anything like that up in here. Okay? Did God run out of control? He run out of gas? You know, he can't control people we created? He's perfect still, isn't he? You still pray to him like he's perfect. He's sure you know God, not there. I'm going to read this to you. Chapter 6 of Genesis now. Right? Great man of the earth. All right, let's see what this says. Hear the head notes in chapter 6. The wickedness of the world, which... It does something here. Let's see. Provoke. Yeah. My light was dull here and my prints are fine. Yeah. It is they provoke God's wrath. Why? The kind of God that you read about? Wickedness provoke him? He didn't know that there would be wickedness? But it's talking about the white people them here. Because by this time, they were, 75,000 years ago, you know, that's what they're talking about. And remember, the Bible just write it the other day. You see? Long. By they start talking, they begin to chase down our people that, you know, we have little cities and stuff like that being built up over the last 200, the last 100,000 years when we leave Africa and begin to journey out into the Western world. You see what I mean? And it's after they come and say them have AD and Adamani, they remove the king of Italy, Rome, Italy, Africa, and these white, honest, fucking white people, them what about them have government. We have the lawyer for Tacit and Sunday them. You see? Because we are the people of civilization. And they cannot be people of civilization. But they're behaving like they are. Right? So it's for us to prove that we are greater than them in us. We just need to purge ourselves, straighten ourselves out. Right? And it goes on now that it says here, it says, and it came to pass when men began to multiply. So you can know it's just the other day. You see, 200,000 years when we, these civilized people, were being created in South Africa. Men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. This is what history says, okay? And this is not a Bible history. This is mocking our history, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, and they took them wives. And that is true in history. Of all which they chose. And God said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. His days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the land. In the earth, or giants in the land in those days. And also, after that, the sons of God, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men. Now, you know the reason why they put a single capital G-O-D here is because they don't want us to get the impression that it is the Elohim gods that created us. That's why they put this big God yourself. Monotheism God yourself, you know. You see what I mean? So if you don't be careful what you're reading, you believe all of these foolishness and you don't know. Yeah, so the daughters of men, they came in unto the daughters of men. And then bear children unto them. The same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. Listen to this now. And God saw that the wickedness of man, again, God, the monotheism God again, okay, not the gods. You see? So little by little, that leading us astray, talking about God. We don't know nothing about no God, no man of thieves in God. And they bring it in slick, you know, and still, and make we believe it and hold on to it like, yo, oh, we don't have no emphasis on Elohim, God, or nothing. And it all boiled down to that. We don't really know anything, right? Because we are twisted up by wrong use of words. And it goes on that God saw that the wickedness of man was great upon the earth, and that every imagination of their thoughts, of the thoughts of his heart, was only evil continually. All right, think you're talking about a perfect God, right? Yeah. So verse 5, Genesis 6. And it repented the Lord. He had made man on the face, he said, on the earth. And it grieved him at his heart. You hear that? He was sorry. He repented that he made man. That, if that don't strike you as condemnation of the Bible and the God what they're putting in there now, you know, they switch it from the, you know, from a Elohim point of view. God mean Elohim, plural. Gods and goddesses. But they are switching it in the Bible and making it to a monotheism God. It's a hoax. This is a mark that everybody who said I'm a Christian and believe this, your mind is very, very depressed. And you're not perceiving things, you're not feeling, you're not perceiving like you're supposed to. God, who is perfect, who can see all things. This is such a big object that if God and Jesus didn't know that something was going to go wrong, then how do they make the anthropology of us? Because clearly, this is not talking about God make white people, because white people is represented in world history textbook, right? As ape. Okay, that's where they come from. They come from ape in Africa. 3.5 million years ago, a long time ago. That what is written in the Bible here just happened since 200,000 years. You know, so we don't have nothing to do with these white people. And how they come and transform themselves like they are us now is two sex. For us to know this now. So the God where them are talking about in the Bible say perfect, you're going to find out say this God is shit in stink. Okay? The God what them write about in the Bible here is shit in stink that we are praying to for salvation. So it's repenting. That there, if you know say God repents and make you, why you are seek salvation from Jesus now? Right? And he loved the world that he gave his only begotten son and all this kind of a trash. You see what I mean? All right. And so, it went on to say, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created. How did he create man? What happened to his knowing and predestination? Now, my friend, you know, that's basically, you know, God is a liar. And Jesus is a liar. I have scripture where, you know, I have put together St. Paul, the writings of St. Paul, the conversion of St. Paul, and Jesus in the Gospel of St. John shows that nothing don't go like what they're talking about, I know no any Jesus appear and stuff like that. Because you see, Jesus failed to be a king. Jesus lied in St. John 17 that, you know, God should give him glory like they had before the foundation of the world. No, there was no foundation of the world at all represented in the Bible. None. They're talking and writing nonsense, right? So Jesus say he came and do all the things that the Father wanted him to do, which is a lie. But I didn't know all along until now, at a more mature age, I'm reading, and I do good, what you call cross-referencing, relevant cross-referencing of issues. Saying that over there in a certain context and blaspheme it over here in a with a different context. So there, Jesus is saying he was with his Father, like they say, he and God make heaven and earth, right? And you see what in the gospel Jesus saying about himself, him not come to make peace, him go in a John and him go hide from being king and all this kind of stuff. So what kind of a salvation you're having out of Jesus Christ died on any cross? I mean, that's dead, that dead flesh fish. Dead, you know, fish dead flesh. Think that we are reading and believing in it. And these white people are convincing us about Jesus Christ and his sin, and they're persuasive. These white men are persuasive, you know, I mean, to see they are here and killing us, killing us, killing us, killing us, killing us everywhere, and we can't find any way out. I'm telling you, if you have a problem out there and you want to be assisted with the law to protect you, call me and talk to me. Because I have the whole thing unraveled. You hear me? You want law to protect yourself? You when them come around with them jing bang and carry on, you need law to present to them. So you need to make your certificate of law that protects you. We are pro se by our kingship laws. We are to use it because we don't need to talk to these white people about nothing. And if they ever fool around you, you flip out the law, you see, and give it to them because it's there. We're not using it. And all they do is talk in their faggot, I mean, nonsense in our ears and, oh, they are in charge, they are in charge. Look, confirm that they are. Well, they are. That's it. You know, it is your words that is going to commit you. It's your word that's going to withdraw you. Okay? All right. My friends, you know what? I was on a long, 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 long trail there. And I'm going to come back now. And I want to, like, give you a little music, you know. Let's go Brooke Benton.
Someday, some way, you'll realize that you've been blind. Yes, darling, you're going to need me again. It's just a matter of time. Go. Until you reach the end of the line, but I know you'll pass my way again. It's just a matter of time. After I gave you everything I had, you laugh and call me a clown. Remember, in your search for fortune and fame, what goes up must come down. That one day you'll wake up and find that my love was a true love. It's just a matter all
okay. Now, I have a few little things here, and I think I have enough time to get them by, right? Now, I don't know how you feel about what I just told you. It took a while to work through these things. But there's a whole ton of other things in the Bible that let you know that the Bible is not, you know, the Bible is not, it's something for us to scorn. I mean, these things that I'm reading, it's something to scorn because those are Christianity. But like I said to you, you have other scripture in the book of Isaiah that make complete sense, and you know what it's talking about. And it's not talking about Christianity. It's talking about the world that did exist. So, but you have to read to get away from it. It's like you live with a companion that abuses you, right? And you find out, well, you know what? The disrespect gone too deep. Your only alternative is to leave. You see what I mean? Leave. But don't create no problem before you leave. Don't create no problem. You have to like play like you are dumb sometimes to get away from these demons that come down on you. You know, don't fight. Don't stand there and fight, because look, you will become a victim of them demons. You have to know to get away from demons, okay? Now, here we have this little excerpt here in the, you know, the key session, you know, of the program. And you're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network. And I'll try to tell you at the end what happened yesterday. I wasn't able to do a show, and I would like to tell you what happened yesterday. But before I do, let me see if I can, you know, get some more of these stuff. Other folks that may want to, you know, have further space in their brain for some more of what I am going to say. Europe primate hominid whites had absolutely no Jewish name, no Holocaust. When I'm talking about Jewish Holocaust, they're lying, because there were never any Jews. None whatsoever. Okay? All right. Let's go. Europe gays originate from primate hominid 3.5 million years ago. Never Jewish Holocaust. Never a Jewish Holocaust. All right? And let's see what's happening here. Yes. So he says, all right, Europe gays originate from the primates. Originate from the primates. A primate hominid, right? That is the name of their species, primates. And they have bad blood, right? With R-H-E-S-U-S. Blood. Okay. 3.5 million years ago. I never were a Jewish I never, were a Jew, I never were a Jews. Never were a Jew. I never were Jewish. All right? I never were Jewish. In a Holocaust. Right? They were never Jewish in a Holocaust. They're lying. They morph or take on our image and stuff like that. We're going to strip them. We're going to strip them of every single thing that they took from us. Because we have the law. Okay? They're going to understand that they're, I mean, what they make as AD Anadaman is never law at any given time. Okay? And they kill us without a lot of all them kind of thing. All we need to do is represent our law and drive them out. That's all we need to do. You know, serve it on them to leave. So, he goes on to say, the Shoah Memorial, think about this, in Paris City Center, can be found in the district of La Marais. Of La Marais, where a large bogus European morph of so-called Jewish population lived. The beginning of World War II, you see? So they have to use name that we, what they say we had. They call us Jews. I don't know nothing about no Jews from nowhere. Okay? But they bring all these kind of a history about, false history that cannot be affirmed in no bloodline. Okay? But they make it up. Why these people are writing history about us? Why? Can you tell? No. No, they go about and steal every single thing we have. Okay? Once you know the truth, they'll run from you. That's no joke about that. They'll run from you. If you're not afraid to talk the truth, they'll run from you. And they know there's a penalty because we connect not just to the wind that is blowing, you know, around. We connect to the gods that live somewhere. They know where we are, right? And they have connection to know what we're doing. So, the thing is, I feel good that, I am being, you know, touched and have a lot of things going on inside of me. So, it goes on to say, at the beginning of World War II, the memorial was inaugurated by President Jacques Chirac in 2005. The permanent exhibition examines the history of French morph Jews. You see, they're using a name that we had, because they can't use no name unless we have it, because we are the civilized people with recognition. But they morph on our image and names and everything about us, because they didn't talk. They couldn't talk them a heap. You see, whatever heap kind of man, if they were or something like that. But they're not real human being at all. You see? So where them going on, we no one get blood from us that make them talk. You know, civilized blood that we have, they come mingle with our blood, get babies and stuff like that. You see? And now they build up a whole culture of homosexual talking, and them slick, them smart, but them tell too much lie, and they, you know, they'll kill too much saints, I mean, people that they're killing us out, so we dead out, and then take control. That's what they're doing. So if we don't develop a better sense of what we do, that's what they will do to us too, because they do it to the Neanderthals already. Okay? So you can take it for joke what I'm telling you and go vote for them and continue going like say, oh, everything is hunky-dory. You won't know until they kill you. You must first do something about it and do the right thing. I don't tell you anything that is violent. I don't tell you anything that is difficult. You hear the truth? I said, get out of the church. All right. The memorial was inaugurated by President Jacques Chirac in 2005. The prominent exhibition examines the history of French morph Jews, right? Because that's what they take on to themselves, a title that they took from us in Palestine. Yes. During the Holocaust, that's what they did. They examined the history of French Jews, right? But I'm letting you know, a morph, this name unto themselves, during the Holocaust, on display or in authentic documents. You see what I mean? On display or in authentic documents, photographs, video, and audio recordings. And, you know, my friend, that's about what I have right there. But I have something else that I want to, like, tell you about. And then I will let you go. We do have, what more time? Like about 26 minutes to go. All right. So I am accomplishing a lot, I'll tell you. All right. And then I want to read this little excerpt to you here about the importance of our interest, okay? Michael Tallinger, I have a link here for you to get the education of this link here. It's vast. And South Africa, it covers what happened in South Africa 200 and more since like 450,000 years, okay? Because we were just created 200,000 years ago in South Africa, right? And after 100,000 years, we are leaving Africa and come out to the Western world. And that's when everything go bang around what happened when they say God came down and confound our language. And the Bible is the Bible that they're talking about. Okay? Genesis 19 about, you know, God come down and separate, spoil our first language. It's the Bible that do it. Because the Bible caused more division. Jesus, I tell you that it's going to cause division among everybody and things like that. The Bible is the confusion, is the Tower of Babel. Okay? That's what the Bible is. Call the Bible the Tower of Babel, because you don't, what else you have to confirm Bible? I mean, know that really, I mean, deceive and turn people upside down. There is nothing else beside the Bible. Okay? Now, if you don't get it, you don't get it. But I'm telling you, you can have the link anytime about you are about. I can give you this link. By Michael Tallinger. Michael Tallinger has been making groundbreaking discoveries. You know, he's a scientist and he's a musician, and he's quite a few things. A very talented man, right? So let's tell you the story how they go back there about 2012. He posted his work, you know, for all the world to see, right? So that's what I'm going to read a few excerpts. But I'm telling you, it's a big educational thing. If you get this link, what you will expose, knowledge you will expose yourself to. These white people don't want us to have these knowledge at all because they want us to stay full. So they stay in charge of everything. You see, now we have the power to drive them out because we have the truth. We have the law that protects us. You see, they can't fight. They can't beat that. You see what I mean? They come in and they could, I mean, get the Indians out of the way because they didn't have any sense. They were not using their laws to protect themselves. You see what I mean? Otherwise, they would have get rid of these people easy when they would not accept them here. If you don't, you knew them. But then they weren't going on like they were homosexual back then. They were still playing clever. They just come out of the closet, 1970, in Miami. And then they start going to politics and stuff like that. So they work a trick. They work a trick on us. You don't need to have pity on white people and love them or nothing like that and forgive them or nothing like that. No, you need to seek your land and your place here, you know, where we all come in the Western world 100,000 years ago, and they come hold everything hostage. Now, we're not in that position anymore because we have the truth of our law, and that's what I'm telling you, and that's what I'm offering you. And if you want to, like, you know, me to, like, get a thing and give it to you, and you can go, you know, you have some people who can put it together and you have seal for it and everything like that. That you can do all these things and get rid of them. Don't go to your church. Go to your work and stuff like that. Whichever way work is going on, go work. You know, don't refuse to work because labor is labor. You don't care whether them there are not while you are doing what you're doing. You know, because they will leave at the time appointed. They will have to leave. You see what I mean? Because we are giving them order to leave. We have laws. And as long as we have law, we are not under AD and Adamani because Jesus never exists. And that's what them base it on. We are not doing anything because of real law of the land. But them are tell we are them are the law of the land. You see, and them are the culture of fucking asshole. You know, and they're coming from primates. What do you want more than that? Why you go to their church? Because that's what the church is all about. Sodomite church, Christianity as a whole. I have the whole thing known now. All right? Here it is. I have from beginning to the end. You see what I mean? Nobody now going to ask me no question when I don't have the answer for. If you want to say I'm in myself and I act like I know it all, well, I never tell you that I'm know it all. I'm just telling about what I know and the parameter of what I know. And what I'm telling you, white people don't have no place where we are, and they take up everywhere. Don't start for them. We are going to turn on the power of the Almighty upon them. And they're going to find out. You see Trump there? In all sense. Look at him. Him saying, why don't you run again? Why the guy expose himself to so much idiocy? You know what I mean? Him knowing him did lose. And him go there and look for bogus vote. For keep him in a power and all that kind of thing. And him still want to go back to go run. What? The same place where him try to insurrect and stuff like that. Him a go back to go run again. This guy is mad and crazy. I mean, too crazy. You know what I mean? Anyway, but we're not concerned with them. We're concerned with us. Stop concerned with them. Okay? Get the word known to our people. Otherwise, you know, we will be sagging. All right. Let's go. So Michael Salinger has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our three books. All right. Now you hear that well, right? Listen to some more of what they have been doing there. It's just a little part of it. Joanne Henning discovered Adam's calendar in 2003, quite by accident. He was en route to find one of his pilots who crashed his plane on the edge of the cliff. Next to the crash site, Joan noticed a very strange arrangement of large stones sticking out of the ground. While rescuing the injured pilot from about 20 meters down the side of the cliff, Joanne walked over to the monoliths and immediately realized that they were aligned to the cardinal points of Earth, north, south, east, and west. There were at least three monoliths aligned towards the sunrise, but on the west side of the aligned monolith, there was a mysterious hole in the ground. Something was missing, though. After weeks and months of measuring and observations, Joanne calculated, Joanne concluded that it was perfectly aligned with the rise and fall of the sun. He determined the Celtics, and the equinoxes. But the mysterious hole in the ground remained a big puzzle. And why? One day, while contemplating the reason for the hole, the local horse trail expert, Christo, came riding by. He quickly explained to Joanne that there was a strange shape stone which had been removed from the spot some time ago, apparently stood somewhere near the entrance of the nature reserve. After an extensive search, Joanne found the anthropomorphic humanoid shape stone at, where it says, it was intact and proudly placed with a plaque stuck to it. It was No, it had been used by the blue swallow. You know, I want you to look up this blue swallow and see what it was like. Blue Swallow Foundation. Yeah. All right. To commemorate the Blue Swallow Reserve in 1994, I think is the white people was using it for decoration or something. The irony is that it was removed from the most important ancient site. You know, they were not supposed to do that. Found to date and mysteriously returned to the reserve for slightly different reasons. And my friends, that's about all I have here today. All right, let me tell you what happened now yesterday. Yesterday, I came on to do my show. And I click on the link, Block Talk Radio link, and it shows me 305, right? 305, removed permanently. So I could not access the station. I couldn't go in because they're telling me this Elohim, God's, Block Talk Radio, the Block Talk Radio link. Right? I cannot get in. So what I did is bookmark the page so that, you know, I would have it for good reason to show exactly what I saw when I saw, when I saw it. All right. I shared the link with someone who about 3 hours after I had sent the link to the person, they came to examine what I am talking about. And then it so happens that it came back. It came back. I could make an entrance. I could open up the link now. You know? Because I was doing other things and busy and never tried it again. Right? But I feel like, you know, I feel like these people shut me out because I'm having problem with Block Talk Radio. You see what I mean? And right now, I am not sure that they didn't do that to antagonize me. I don't doubt that. Because it's unmistakable. It's their link that said it, and it's a good thing I bookmarked it. You know what I mean? So I just want to let you know I didn't get to do a program yesterday, which I really wanted to do. I will try to look at that program and see if it were one of the hot stuff I wanted to get out and repost it, okay? So I want to thank you for tuning into the program, you know, and let you know that what I'm doing is real, you know, because for the amount of years that I have been thinking, you know, things and learning, though, in the latter part of my time, I was really thinking good things to open me up for what I'm doing today. I'm telling you the real stuff. I'm not telling you lies. You don't have to be in danger. Don't go there and pick no fight with nobody and nothing like that. No talk, no politics with nobody. Do what you have to do quietly. Remember, people have been lost, you know, in the force of what these white people have done, and nobody understand what they did. I mean, we don't have anybody who come out and talk and are noble in our behalf, you know, none of them come out and talk the right kind of things. They don't understand that it's a government we're dealing with. We are under a government with laws from long time. And these people were never under nothing but their primate self, right? And are make a stone tool maker. They didn't do anything else but can make a little fire and stuff like that. They were not civilized human being at all. Okay? And all that has happened in history now that we know about them, they don't want to write it in no history book and talk. Because they are hiding themselves. Well, they don't need hide anymore because we know everything about them now. And now that what they do to us with the Bible, they totally destroy us, really. Because we turn full now, we can barely eat. And we don't own anything. I mean, some of us, if you own anything, you have to bust your shirt. I mean, to earn something, right? What we are supposed to offer ourselves, they have it now. Everything. Things are like architecture and everything like that. They take everything from us, man. And say they're ruling, man. Okay? And I'm telling you, yeah, what inspired them is what them fuck body. Them fuck body. That's what inspired them. But the gods, you know, get rid of their ancestors over there. You know, Sodom and Gomorrah, get rid of them. You see, but some of them get, you know, left back, you know, them never get drowned. Some of them escape. And that's who we're dealing with right now, all right? So, look, I'm telling you, you know, start thinking for yourself. Start thinking for yourself. But, hey, words have got to be your basis for thinking. That directs you. Words don't try to know any of us. It doesn't matter how you can read. Words never get itself acquainted with you. You need to get acquainted with words and know how you must use words. That's the significance of us hybrid people, to know that we were talking from 200,000 years ago. These guys just started to talk since 100,000 years ago. Okay? So we know about them, and don't be afraid. You can do research too and know and get the law that is written down in the kingship Sumerian history. You know, you can look for that type of research and find anything you want to find out about ourselves and not church belief in nonsense. Take good care of yourself and be all what you want to be, my friends. Let's get a little of Gordon Lightfoot. Let's hear him.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. Heroes often fail. You won't read that book again because the ending's just too hard to take. Burning a three-way street into number two. A movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story always ends. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feeling that you have. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
Which is Brooke Benton. Did I play Brooke Benton? I think I did play Brooke Benton once here. Yeah. All right, Janolt, listen to him.
Rastafari, Rastama, and leave all the wicked men.
Yeah.
Move up to Babylon, Rastama, and leave all the wicked men.
Oh.
No wicked shall not prosper.
Oh.
Only righteous men shall stand in the heart. So keep on moving,
ooh, ooh, ooh.
Keep on moving, Rastaman,
move on,
move on,
Rastaman, move on,
move on, oh.
Anything that you can do, dreadlocks can do with the blood.
Move on, move on. Rastama, move up to Babylon, and leave all the wicked men. All you backbiters, and all you backsliders, you shall not enter. In the kingdom of Jah, the Almighty. In the kingdom of Jah, the Almighty. Oh. Move up, move up, Rastama. Move up, move up, Rastama. Make your heart be pure and true. Make your heart be pure and true. Oh, move on to Babylon, and leave all the wicked men. Move on to Babylon, Rastama, and leave all the wicked. Move up, move up, move up, move up.